I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois Democrats are trying to decide who will be the next Speaker of the State House, because for the first time in decades, it is not clear Michael Madigan will retain his title. Tony Arnold has more.
Some Democrats have said they won't support Madigan because a recent corruption investigation ensnared some of his close advisors. Now, to be elected Speaker, having a majority of votes is not enough. The winner needs at least 60. The first vote was last night. Think of it as a test vote. Madigan had 51 votes of support. State Representative Ann Williams from the north side was the next closest with 18. Oswego State Representative Stephanie Kifowit had 3. With pressure mounting to resolve this by Wednesday, Inauguration Day, more votes are expected today. I'm Tony Arnold.
The Illinois Legislative Black Caucus says now is the time for police and criminal justice reforms. State Senator L.G. Sims of Chicago says it's clearer than ever that change is needed.
Our communities have stood by and watched actions take place over years and have become increasingly more and more frustrated by inaction. The time is now. They want bold, transformative change, and that happens right now.
Law enforcement says the reforms are being rushed, but Sims says 9 public hearings have been held on the proposals. He says discussions are ongoing and changes may be made to the current bills, but he still plans to get the package passed before the new General Assembly is sworn in Wednesday. Meanwhile, caucus members are advancing a K-12 education bill that would expand resources for marginalized students and reform education policies that disproportionately harm students of color. Capital News Illinois reports lawmakers heard testimony from representatives of education groups, including teachers' unions. The bill would require assessment for children entering kindergarten. It would evaluate their literacy, language, mathematics, and social and emotional development skills. The bill prohibits the assessment from being used to prevent a child from enrolling in kindergarten or as the sole measure to determine whether a student should be promoted to the next grade level. New Illinois legislation encourages the continued use of ballot drop-off boxes. It would let local election authorities make the drop-off boxes used in the November election permanent. Supporters say they offer a safe way for voters to cast a ballot and should be extended. The bill also allows for curbside voting. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. The national pharmacy chain CVS Health says it has completed COVID vaccinations at more than 100 long-term care facilities, in Missouri, but it still has 500 more to go. The U.S. Department of Health and Senior Services last year selected CVS Health and Walgreens to administer vaccinations at nursing homes and other long-term care facilities in Missouri. Vaccinations began December 28th. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported Wednesday CVS expects to finish administering the first round of COVID-19 vaccine doses in the nation's long-term care facilities by January 25th. A new large-scale study links insomnia and type 2 diabetes. The study indicates long-term insomnia raises the risk for type 2 diabetes by 17%. Dr. Sarah Zalek is medical director of OSF Sleep.
What they found that was new is that insomnia is a causal risk factor for diabetes. And so it's not just associated, and you have to wonder, is it that insomnia has an effect on diabetes or is it just an association? It's actually one of the now known causes.
Researchers studied the DNA of nearly 900,000 people to determine insomnia can be considered an independent risk factor for the disease. Conservation groups oppose a last-minute rule change to wildlife protections by the Trump administration, ending enforcement for the unintentional killing of migratory birds. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services made the comments recently. More details on our website. Good morning. I'm Leah Lerner.